Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Harrington is our guest, our good friend, two-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Ideas to Go, author, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. We're talking about having some ideas sessions with your people, launching when you're launching something new, whether it be a new product, a new company that you're buying, a new complete new direction, a rework of something. Pay a compensation plan, a delivery schedule, whatever it might be, bring the folks in because, you know, Ed, thanks again, by the way. Thanks again for being here. Tell you what, sure. Before we go any further, I need your website and tell us where the book's available.
Yeah, the website is ideas2go, that's spelled out, ideastogo.com. And if you go on there and you put Outsmart Your Instincts, you will find how to get the book. It's available on Amazon, so everybody goes to Amazon.
Right.
You know, that's one brilliant man.
So check that out, folks. Outsmart Your Instincts is the book. Ideas2go.com is the website. Hey, Ed, the idea of the last mile was a term that I learned from the telecom companies and the cable companies. You know, years and years, I mean, decades ago, I lived at the last mile, and that's when I found out about that, because I said, how come I can't have this or that out there? And they said, because you're the last mile, and you're too expensive to bring it out there. And so I learned that, and I started realizing that it's a real phenomenon in creating change. And the only way to solve the last mile is to bring the last mile closer to the first mile. What do you think?
Yep. I think that's true. And once again, that goes back to what we were saying about when you're, you know, coming up with the ideas, expand the gene pool a little bit, bring in different people. And one of our deals here is we always bring in the customer, you know, be it a consumer or a small business owner, whoever is that last person who's going to end up buying the stuff.
The customer really is. The delivery man is not the last mile. The customer is the last mile, isn't it?
The person you put it in, who puts it in their hands, who actually has to buy the stuff, because that's the proof. The proof is I get it, and I will buy it. And the other thing about that and that last mile there, and you talk about change, is people don't like change. You know, why would I want to? I'm doing what I like. So if you're going to try to change people, you got to come up with a pretty compelling reason for doing that.
Research shows 62-thirds, fully two-thirds, of whoever you might be dealing with not only don't like it, they hate change. Only one-third is even consider it, let alone do it.
Well, in a way, proposing a change to somebody is a little bit of an insult because you're saying you're not doing it right. So try it a new way, and that's not a good way to do that, you know? You have to show them a compelling reason. So here we always focus on what we call the benefit. Why in insight? What's going on in somebody's life where they should change this? You know, whether that happens to be is I'm not getting my kitchen floor as clean as it used to be, or for some reason I can't sell into the European market. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you've got an insight. And then the benefit is, okay, what is the person going to get out of this in the end of the day? You know, and that can be a close-in thing. I'm going to get a cleaner floor, or that can be a bigger thing, like I'm going to get an infrastructure so that I can sell into multiple countries. You know, whatever it happens to be. One of the things I also wanted to bring up is the whole idea of, you know, bringing in your customer. But I used to work at Procter & Gamble, and my job was new products. And one of the things I did that astounded them is I went to the customer service, the consumer line, and I brought in the folks who ran the consumer lines to find out what was going on wrong.
Hmm.
So we could, and they were astounded because they never talked to those people.
I bet they had the answers and the solutions too, didn't they?
they never stopped. It was astounding what they knew. And mm-hmm. I worked in the coffee business. That's what I did. That was Folgers Coffee. They don't even own it anymore, I don't think. But you know what we used to discover? So every once in a while you burn a batch, right? Something's wrong with a batch.
Right.
Well, guess who would find out? The consumer line.
Right.
Because people would call up. And there are certain people that have incredibly sensitive taste. And sure as shoot, those people would be right. Because they always kept samples. And they'd go back to the sample from batch 893294, whatever it mm-hmm. was. And they'd go, son of a gun, that thing is burnt. Mm-hmm. We over-roasted it. And again, that's from listening to your customers, bring them in. The people who are close to the people who have to buy you in the end. And you need to look for a certain kind of person, frankly. They need to be pretty open-minded. And that's another point. The other point is don't just bring in people and have them generate ideas. Prepare them for it. Tell them what the objective is overall. Mm-hmm. And brief them a little bit because you got to act differently in an idea generation.
And also make sure there's something in it for them. And I think you're exactly right. I'll tell you, I've been saying for a long time, in the age of the customer, if whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now is in the heads of your customers, and there's no way to find that out unless you ask them. Last thought, said quickly.
Nope. Yep.
I need your website one more time, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Ideas2go.com, all letters.
Outsmart Your Instincts is the book. Hey, Ed, good job today as always. Come back soon.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, what a great job he did. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.